What you say is a reflection of things that can only be said by fascists and by fascism. What the United States must do is to stop this terrible, horrible fascist tendency. Listen to the American people. The American people are changing, and they would not let this administration continue what they are doing.
Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Palestinian physician, activist, politician, serves as General Secretary of the Palestinian National National Initiative, speaking to us from occupied Ramallah. A very happy birthday to Jackie Sam. I am Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!
A veil of silence now descends, and like all All right, what is today all about? Well, we're going to go on another journey here. And this time we're journeying through the finest music finds of 2024. Sorry, that'll be next year. That's coming up. I'm already preparing that, you know. Or 2025, that's such an easy number, you know. I think that Zegger and Evans used it in the year 25. Oh, man, we're only 500 years away. Zombo in your brain here. Hey, recapping my finest music finds of this past year. And this could take us all the way to spring, because 2024 was one dilly of a year with new music and releases. Even though this is an older release, which I started, Peter Blegved and Andy Partridge from this amazing record came out a few years ago, Gone Words, that was Sacred Objects. They re-released it. So there, I got a re-release of that. So it's interesting, because you're going to hear some new stuff, some new stuff, some new old stuff, and some new, old stuff. And recapping, it's kind of called the quarterly report. I started doing this years ago. It's just so much fun because I get all this great music all year long and I don't find a place to play it. You know, I'm on the radio doing these little theme shows and coming up and this and that and the other. And, you know, this is just going to be a wonderful hodgepodge of Hodge and some Podge. It's the Podge we really dig, man. Let's just jump right back in, man. This is The World's Greatest Sinner, originally done by Frank Zappa for the movie The World's Greatest Sinner, and reissued again on Delphi Records by the Deeks of Hazzard, Deke Dickerson and Company, The World's Greatest Sinner, WRCT, Zombo when you pray.
Can't little girl, I can't your head in the sand, little girl. Cut you with another man, that's the end of my little girl. A sermon, I mean everything I said. Baby, I'm determined and I'd rather see you dead. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end of my little girl. See you there.
Yeah, that was a fun little 4D5 there. It actually was a reissue, a band called The Lonely Boys from their album Little Bitch. And it's Take It Easy. Yeah, that was a reissue this year. Nice little, just holds up really well. Nice little groovy number. Before that, we heard another 4D5. This is Jackie and the Cedrics. This is a reissue. Road Race. And then Marshall Bontempe doing the John Lennon composition, Run For Your Life. Version of that. And that was interesting. John Lennon always said that's the song he really regretted writing. He said he, I'd rather see a dead little girl, this and that. And he was like, I don't know if I went too far on that one. And then he wrote, I Am the Walrus. And then that was about it for the John Lennon. Whatevs. Before that, we heard, we started off with Dukes of Hazzard, World's Greatest Sinner. And... Yeah, so like the nice thing is, it was so nice to actually go in a store today and not hear Christmas music. Christmas music is like garlic to me, like Dracula. I just the Christmas music I do not like, you know. Possibly the only maybe the waitresses Christmas wrapping or gift wrapping, and that was just like an accident how they did that. I think that's the only one. On the other side of the scale, we got probably the worst Christmas song ever. That I just can't stand, and that's Little Drummer Boy. Man, I can't stand Little Drummer Boy. It's such a weird story, too. It's like, you know, and the sad thing is, I mean, most of the best Christmas songs are written by Jewish guys. It's the ones that are really crummy that are written by non-Jewish, you know? Like White Christmas, that's a song. Irving Berlin. I think Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, another one. But needless to say, the idea of Little Drummer Boy is just so pathetic. It's like, hey, there's this kid. He just got born. Hey, how about I bring a drum over and just bang it real loud? Here's my gift for you. Sounds kind of mean. You know, here's this little, and I'm going to play this drum. Boom, bam, beam. There you go. Couldn't it be something nice like a flute, you know, or a harpsichord? No, it had to be a drum. And just something that just make a kid just cry. And damages eardrums. Now, they weren't thinking that one out. All right, this is, remember Klatteau? Remember this band called Klatteau? Klatteau is in the 70s or 80s? Probably 80s and or 70s. I don't know. It's all a blur to me. Everything from like 1910 to like now is all a blur. They were supposed to be like, oh, this might be the Beatles. And then there's this whole big thing like, oh, do you think that Paul McCartney is in Klatteau? You know, look at this cover. It's Ringo Starr is on the cover of his album with Klatteau, and there's an album, and there's a band called Klatteau. Well, Klatteau is just this band out of Canada that sounded like the Beatles. And they started this whole big hubbub about this band being the secret Beatles after the Beatles broke up. Well, they came out with one tune called A Routine Day. That was really a bit of an existential tune, which I remember seeing animation for it on like Night Flight or something, one of these older shows from the 80s. And then it is a compilation came out. Believe it or not, there was a tribute to Klatteau. And here's a band called Curiosity Shop doing A Routine Day. It's a rather somber tune, but it kind of is cool. I like it. And it's in your brain.
It started off a routine day. I got through the morning in the usual way. I caught the bus on time. Good morning, Mr. Driver, drive. As I sat there in my overcoat and clutched my cane, I pressed my nose against the foggy window. The life I lead would even make a dead man yawn. Midday comes, I break for lunch. With my sandwich and a beer, I go on a hunch to the park, where I hope to find a little bit of peace of mind. As I sat there on a bench amidst the
So they did take some liberties with that song. It wasn't a beer. He had, I forget what it was, but he didn't have a beer for lunch. And it's Kingdom Come, not Karen. I don't know about that. Here's a hot new thing I really dug. Brand new, Hustle Fuzz. And the tune is called Hustle Fuzz by Hustle Fuzz. RCT Zombo. Ooh, in your brain.
Senza le ali, senza le mani. sfortuna presa un filo se ne sta. Pioggia nelle mani, questo è tutto ciò che ha creato.